Hi, I'm Patrick Campion for 89.1 WEMU. As part of our continuing coverage of the upcoming vote on Tuesday, which will determine whether or not Ann Arbor Public Schools is granted a billion-dollar millage over the next 30 years to create revenue for use in things like a building improvement plan and for new school buses and for new technology advancements inside of the schools for creating more sustainable and green-friendly schools, we thought it pertinent to talk about the impact that Proposal A from 1993 and 1994 had on this process. In the state of Michigan, school funding is really divided into two eras, pre-Proposal A and post-Proposal A. Before Proposal A was passed in the state of Michigan, a majority of funding for state schools came from local property taxes. An average of about 33 operational mills were assessed on the state equalized value, which is about 50% of the market value of your home, on every home and every property across the state of Michigan. And as I said, that made up about 80% of the total funding for all schools in the state of Michigan at that time. The remainder was made up from things like sales tax and cigarette taxes and lottery revenue, industrial and commercial facilities taxes, commercial forest taxes, and liquor excises taxes. Historically, what happened in the state of Michigan was then that a law was passed that removed the ability for property taxes to pay for operational expenditures in schools and gave no replacement for how to still generate the $6.4 billion in annual revenue that would be now taken away from state school funding. In between the passage of that law in early 1993 and the passage of Proposal A, our legislature had just 5 months to come up with a new, complete, from-scratch funding proposals for schools in the state of Michigan. In 1994, the voters of the state of Michigan, by a 69-31 margin, voted yes to do the following: increase sales tax revenues from 4% to 6%, with 100% of that new 2% going to the school aid fund, an increase on use taxes, an increase on the state education tax assessed on the taxable value of all properties to be set at 6 mils, a new real estate transfer tax, 0.75%, and increases in the cigarette tax would all be used to increase funding for schools past the loss of that $6.4 billion. An amendment to this act was also passed, which limits the taxable value increase in the value of your home on a year-by-year basis to the rate of inflation, or 5%, whichever is less. And you might remember, we discussed this a lot with the rapid decrease in home values in 2008 and the passing years. The taxable value can go down at an unlimited rate, but it can only increase each year by 5%, or again, the rate of inflation, whichever is lesser, which means that the taxable revenue for schools can go down precipitously, but it takes a much longer time for it to return to the normalized value where it was at. After the passage of Proposal A, state revenues for schools versus locally raised revenue that didn't come directly from the state became an 80-20 mix, again compared to the 30-70 mix that it was before Proposal A. Now, local taxation still occurs. School districts may ask you, the voters, as Ann Arbor Public Schools is now, to finance mills for debt, for sinking funds. And not in the AAPS case, but in the case of the WISD district, for use for operations for an intermediate school district on a countywide basis, up to 3 enhancement mills can be allocated to that. So let's talk a little bit about how this changed funding then at a district level. What it did was take a formula that had been in place in the state of Michigan for decades and change it to a per pupil funding allocation. This is why that count day has become so important for schools in the fall and the spring each year. There were minimum levels established for what schools would get on a per pupil basis, but that has changed over years, and there is a formula to determine and attempt to equalize that value between different districts. We hope you found this information valuable as you make your decisions for how you'll be voting in the upcoming election on this coming Tuesday. If you need more answers to any of these questions, you can find more information always at WEMU.org.